good times. There's gonna be good times, good times.
I know there's gonna be
work every day till we meet ends. Half it on it up on the weekends. Boss a toast to your real friend. Tell me why you're drinking, girl.
Hey, he running up out of money.
Good time,
good time,
good time. It's gonna be some good time. Man, we used to pull up and let them fight at that hood time. Remember, I used to grab on that ass when it was about that wood time. It had a little bit walk up tripping, she get that much time. I don't waste time, I don't waste time. I don't have patience, baby. She gon' get on top of the dick and she gon' squish it like squish. Didn't go fast, she speed racing. We go wild, walk to bedtime. She my boss like on grandson. Come here, play, I'm molested. I let her write me my suggestions. Pop quiz, it's a pop quiz. All my money coming clean, you can't pop this. She got that pussy locked up like Lost Mill. Watch out, come to my lights like a radio. Me and Poppy on the same pills. Diamonds could never stay still. Where you going, can't come here. Come here, I'll always take you back for
good
your sex
appeal. Come on, but good time, what's a bad one? You say you want, give me something long time. Me deal with this thing, what's something like crime? I make you sing this song.
Thugger. Even in the summertime, me and shout a cutter. Woo! I swear to God, I'ma tell you, dog, got the struggle. Ay. Baby girl, sit it down, you not know like a usher. Yeah. I told her mama, I don't mind what my teeth do. I wanna control you like voodoo. I started streaming free on phone and doo-loo. Every time I have a good time, doo-doo-doo.
Good time, hey. Come on, but good time, what's a bad one? You say you want, give me something long time. Me deal with this thing, what's something like crime? I make you see me.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita Bean. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here until 8 o'clock for your listening pleasure. I'm here every second week, and it's been a hectic one. It's Wednesday, of course. I teach high school. I've been running around. But coming up is the long weekend. So we've got Monday off, as I'm sure you do if you're Canadian, because it's Thanksgiving Day. So, all right. Who was that, you ask? Well, that was awesome, wasn't it? I really love that. That was Jamie XX with Young Thug and Popcan. The song is called I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times. The good times are in brackets, so I know there's gonna be good times. From the 2015 album In Color. And Jamie XX is from the band The XX. And if you're curious about Young Thug, well, he's still in jail. He's, what a crazy story. So my guy was explaining this to me. So Young Thug, as well as Gunna, G-U-N-N-A, with names like that, you're destined for jail, are actually both currently being held on RICO charges in Georgia. So Here's the deal with these two. These two dudes were high-ranking members of the criminal street gang YSL. And what else can I tell you about it? They are awaiting their trial. It is set to start in January of 23. So we'll see how that works out, if it does. I don't know, but everything I've been told about this case is those guys are screwed and that they're pretty mean bastards, pretty nasty. So I don't know. That song was so good, right? Okay, we're going to move on to hearing a song that I just adore. The first time I heard the song, my heart just like melted. I just was like, this is so soul like quenching. It's so great. It's the Yeah Yeah Yeahs featuring Perfume Genius with the song Spitting Off the Edge of the World from the album released this year. It's new. It's called Cool It Down. That features, of course, Karen O. Let me get it going here. All right. Yeah, here we go. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. And 1 second here. Yeah, I think I'm good. I think we're good. Yeah. What else can I tell you? Well, I'm sure I'll present the weather soon enough. I like to do that. I will say this much. It's gorgeous. And we've been in a drought. And it's pretty intense. Mind you, I'll take it because it's sunny. There's no forecasted rain anytime soon at all. And we'll get into that soon enough, though. All right, here we go. This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs featuring Perfume Genius on CITR.
Cowards, fears of the sun. Makes me smile.
How beautiful is that? Very haunting. That is Shimmering Stars. They are a three-piece out of Vancouver. The song we just heard is Shiny Fur. You can find that on an album released back in 2014 called Lost and Found, Sounds 2009 to 2013. It was just put up on Spotify. Just like today. I follow Shimmering Stars on Facebook and they put that notice up and it's so good. Like all of their songs are just amazing. So I'm not sure to be honest. I'm trying to see if they're still technically together because they released their first album around like 2011. Bedrooms of the Nation came out in 2014. Like 2015, they had a little bit of stuff going on, but I don't know. We're already in 2022, so who knows? But anyways, that was Shimmering Stars. Before that, we heard the band formerly known as Viet Cong, and that is Preoccupations out of Calgary, with the song Unconscious Melody from the record Cassette. It's called Cassette. And that was done like 2016, around that time as well. And the Yeah's featuring Perfume Tree was spitting off the edge of the earth. Did I say Perfume Tree? I meant to say Perfume Genius. There is also a band called Perfume Tree. Okay, the time is 6:53. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with us all until 8. And then that's that. What do we have next? Okay, we have a song from a band called Car Seat Headrest. These guys really are incredibly good. And this song we're going to hear is called Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales. I've played it before, and I kind of can't get enough of it. The song just really picks up. You start listening, you're like, oh, it's pretty good. And then it just gets exponentially better and better and more, like, you know, sucking you in as it goes on. You can find it on the record Teens of Denial, and it was put out by Matador Records. All right, let's give this a go. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And goes in plateaus. 1 month later, I'm a fucking pro. My parents would be proud. Or fall asleep on the floor. Forget what happened in the morning. There are notes in race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. This is not a good thing. I don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It's too late to articulate it. An empty feeling. It's all so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying, I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, put it out of your mind. Perish the thought, there's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. Listen to him. It's not too late. Turn off the engine. Get out of the car and start to walk. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers.
drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So there you go. We heard two songs from that whole post-punk deal, early 80s New York City. The last song was, it was called Decryptated. Let's see if I got that right. From Rosa Yemen. Rosa Yemen. And it's a self-titled from her 1983 release. Before that, we heard something from, sorry, I got the stuff all sort of, I'm typing it all in and I put it in the wrong order. Okay. Before that, we heard something from 1983 as well, from sort of those post-punk giants, Bush Tetras, with Too Many Creeps from the record Wild Things. And then in there prior was Car Seat Headrest. It is 7:07. I'll have to fix up my playlist in a second. And anyways, let's check out the weather. Weather Vancouver. All right, let's see what's happening around here. I was watching the news last night, and it was pretty unreal what was happening in Sechelt, which is on the Sunshine Coast, if you're not aware. I've never been there. It looks quite quaint. Very pretty town. I was like, oh, I need to go to the Sunshine Coast. I've been to Elphinstone. Is that what it is? I went to a camp. There's a camp there that years ago I went with a bunch of grade eights to. Super gorgeous. But anyways, back to Sechelt. There is a water shortage and they are getting hit really hard. The lake that they get their water from is like drying up. And it's not necessarily the lake. I mean, the lake, the water level has gone down tremendously since mid-July. You may recall that the beginning of our summer was crazy cold and wet. We had a huge snowpack, and that was great. But then, of course, from about mid-July all the way through to now, we're in a drought. Like, it's getting so bad. And anyways, the sort of channel that brings the water from the lake to, I guess, wherever they get it, like, they put it into pipes or something. I'm very technical. That has actually dried out, like, so they need to go. It's a nightmare. So I'm watching the news and they're saying that Gibson's is now having to give Sechelt water. I didn't realize it was that bad, the drought conditions. But let's take a look. Here we are. So today is Wednesday, October 5th, and it's currently 15 degrees. And the highs for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 days, according to Environment Canada, is anywhere from 20 to 21. But I did watch on Global News, that's right, Global, just before I got here. It's really, if you're on the coast, it's anywhere, depending on how close you are to the water, 20 to 25 every day. Now here it says Monday, there's a chance of showers, and the temps will go down a bit on Monday, but we'll see. I guess we'll see. Monday, of course, is Thanksgiving, That's the official day of the giving of thanks. Then we all go back to work on Tuesday. I don't know about you guys, but I'm burned out. I think I've mentioned I'm a teacher, and you know, when you teach high school full time, you teach 7 classes and it's split over 2 semesters. Now, this is only the second year the Vancouver School Board has gone to the semester system. Before, it was linear, which meant you just had 8 classes all the way around. Anyways, so one of the issues, though, is when you get your prep block, aka your spare, and you either work 4 days, or sorry, you work all 4 blocks all semester without any type of prep time, and you're just like, your head is spinning, or you get 1/4 of your day off, like 1 prep block. So of course I'm in the old head spinning semester. I mean, my students are cool. They really are. I've got grade 9s and 10s, as I usually do. Next semester, I get my grade 12s. But I'm just tired. It's okay. It's all good. But it makes the day go by fast as I'm yawning over here. Oh, okay. Ooh. All right. Where am I at? Okay. Nobody cares about my busy day. What do we have? Okay. Yeah, let's make sure I put this in the correct order. According to my discombobulated list, I've got Sampa the Great coming up. So Sampa the Great is, if you're not aware, she's new to me. I'm really making an effort to find new music to be exposed to more, right? And it's good. So Sampa the Great, I love the song, is a Zambian rapper, songwriter. So from Zambia. She was based, however, from 2014 to 2020 in Australia. And we're going to hear something. Let's see if I got this straight here. From her album called The Return. This is from 2019. The song we're going to hear is called Final Form. All right. I'm here till 8, folks. My name's Anita B. And let's take a listen to this. Do I have this? Hold on. Do, do, do. Kind of I do. Here it is, Final Form. All right, good. All right, stay tuned, folks. We've got lots more stuff coming up, such as Chad Van Galen, Kamikaze Nurse, Tops, The Avalanches, Growlers, etc. Anyways, here we go. This is Sampa the Great on CITR 101, whoopsie-daisy, 0.9 FM, Vancouver.
Form in my melanin, great state I'm in. In all states I'm in, I might find a form in my melanin, great state I'm in. In all states I'm in, I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in, I might find a form in my melanin. First name Eve, somebody ate the food they told the great to never eat. I'm tripping, DNA sees like I'm born gray. I be mad 2 G's, third war win it, first war I dated. No mentor, all my heroes assassinated. We been here, we incarnated. Tryna finish what they started and we made it. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Thank you.
All right, that right there is Chad Van Galen out of Calgary with the song Inner Fire. I love that song. It is from last year's release called World's Most, great title, World's Most Dressed Out Gardener. All right, that's perhaps my favorite Chad Van Galen song. Before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band Kamikaze Nurse. They are on Mint Records out of Vancouver, so they're a new band for Mint. The song was Come From Wood from the album Stimulosos, and Sampa the Great in there before that with the song Final Form. 34 minutes, folks, until I'm out of here. Now, it's really sort of twisted, this whole extended summer, for the reason of the sunlight or lack thereof, right? I mean, it's been warm. It's been great. I've got no complaints because, you know, I may have mentioned I suffer from seasonal affective disorder. So I'm soaking this all in, except it's so weird. It's like, what, 7:26? And it's dark like it should be. It's like pitch black out there. Because it's already, what, October 5th? And we're closing in on eventually. I mean, like, what, 2.5 months? And it's the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. So the sun is definitely at its angle, right? It's warm, but it's you know, the season has changed, really. It's weird me reflecting back over the summer. I only went to rec twice. That's it. I went to the beach twice. It's kind of weird. The summer before and the summer before that, I was just like a fixture. I worked. That's why. I had to think about that. I'm like, yeah, I worked in the summer. This past summer, I worked full time. So anyways. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear something from the Afghan Whigs. This is from the record Black Love. And I remembered getting this CD in 1996. We're going to hear one of my favorite songs, definitely off that record, by the Afghan Whigs, called Going to Town. Those guys are from Cincinnati. Greg Dooley was raised in Ohio. What else can I tell you? Just, I didn't know this. I was reading up on the Afghan Whigs not long ago, and Greg Dooley moved out to LA, like to California, to be an actor. Isn't that interesting? He's an interesting guy. He's sort of hooked in with a lot of different sort of influential sort of celebrity people. But let's get into it. Let's see, where is it at here? I think I got this. So far I haven't fully screwed up. Pretty impressed with myself. In case you're wondering who was not screwed up too much, it's Anita B. That's who I am. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, it is. All right, let's get this going. Let's go back to 1996, my friends. That was a good year. It was a very good year. A lot of good music came from both 1994 and 96. I remember it very clearly. So many good releases in 96 as well as 94. What am I thinking in particular? Like, did Weezer's Blue record, I think, came out in 94? That one has influenced me, like, greatly. I think a Sloan record came out in 94. I think, yeah. Twice Removed? 93 or 94. 96, so many things came out. Oh my god. But anyways, all right, let's hear this little dandy one. It's Going to Town by the Afghan Whigs here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ken, so what's this all about?
Well, Laura, I'm running for mayor of Vancouver, and I'm putting together a new team, a team that's going to fight for sustainability.
Whoopsie daisy, just as I said that I'm making no mistakes. Boom. Okay, hold on a second here. Yeah. Okay, let me. I was so proud of myself. I was like, I'm making no mistakes. I am so killing this. But no. All right, let me just tell you. Let's see. That was, of course, Afghan Whigs. I'm trying to play us right now the Avalanches with the song Frontier Avalanches. These guys, if you know nothing about them, are from Australia. They're formed in Melbourne in 1997. And the song we're going to be hearing right now was released as a single from their album Since I Left You in 2000. Okay, let me try this again. Okay, do I have this? I think I do. Yeah, here we go. Frontier Psychiatrist on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Is Dexter ill? Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Rannigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and bitches
and Indians
and frontier
psychiatrists? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of
20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
To an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tight new buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I could play
the violin.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
the nights go by. Oh, the nights go by. Is that the way that you are? Wear your hair down alone, tie it up when he's there, and tell me that nothing's wrong.
Isn't that beautiful? That is Suns, S-U-U-N-S, out of Montreal. And the song we heard was Witness Protection from the secret, what label are they on? Hold on a second. Secretly Canadian? Hold on. Secret City Records. That's what they are. But they also were signed to Secretly Canadian. Uh-huh. There's a lot of secrets going on their labels. They were formed in 07. They are a three-piece. They used to have a fourth member. All guys out of Montreal. So that is Suns. And it's all caps. S-U-U-N-S. Oh, no. Well, I don't know. Here it doesn't have it that way. Anyways, before that, speaking of single-syllable bands out of Montreal, Tops. Tops has Girls in it, though. Out of Montreal as well, with the song we heard was Way to Be Loved off the record Picture You Staring. And then the Avalanche is in there before that. It is 7:48, and looks like we probably have enough time for two more songs. We've got the Growlers from SoCal coming up next, and then out of Scotland, the Jesus and Mary Chain. Featuring Hope Sandoval. You might know what song I'm talking about. It's such a good song from 1994? Yeah, we'll get to that. All right, it is 11 minutes until I'm out of here. My name is Anita B. It's been a slice, as per the norm. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'll be back in 2 weeks, 6:30 to 8 every second Wednesday. If you like what you hear, you can go to the CITR.ca site and check out all the podcasts. All of us have podcasts. So all this stuff is out there in, you know, for posterity. It's weird how that can happen. I mean, really. I mean, that sounds really obvious, but I mean, well, actually, speaking of which, Loretta Lynn, she just died. Like, what, yesterday? Today? It feels like, yeah, anyways. And I should have actually, maybe I'll leave us with a Loretta Lynn song. But it's that idea that she, at the age of 90, she's gone, she's left this realm, which is sad. But her recordings are forever. Think about that. Just think about that. You'll always have a piece of Loretta Lynn. And it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty awesome. So those people that put themselves out there, record, you know, their art, whether it's, you know, movies, television, you know, songs, they'll always exist someplace. Writers, their words are out there. All right. I'm going to stop philosophizing and let's get to, what do I have here? The Growlers, I said. Yeah, that's what we got. The song I've got for us is called Rare Hearts. It's from their 2014 record, Chinese Fountain. Let me just pull that up. Growlers, Rare Hearts. I got us. All right. There you go. I might say goodbye before I leave. Anyways, here's the Growlers to keep you company. My tired eyes knew. Lord, help me, blow down. Thanks for hanging. It's been a slice. I'll be back in a couple weeks, and I'm going to leave us with the Jesus and Mary Chain featuring Hope Sandoval. Sometimes, Always. This is from their 1994 record, Stoned and Dethroned. She's so beautiful. The song is so gorgeous. I love it, and you got to see the video. It was kind of a hit back in the day. Maybe you know about it. I don't know, but my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Anita B saying ciao, ciao. And here we are, the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Remember, this is what you ask for. Hindsight's always right, right. And I'm not here to fight. You know that I'm just a call away. But if you ring me, I'ma hang the line. Hindsight's always right, right. Just don't even bother.
myself with. Haven't heard much this time. Haven't really had the time. I think I made the right choice. There's no doubt inside my mind. But then I'm in a daze. My mind's crawling through a maze. Self-diagnose myself.